Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, coming up today, loads. My friend Chris is here.
All right.
All right.
Still hasn't got a job. So what we do is now and again, not every day, but we just let him come in sometimes because it's warm and dry. And we give him like some water or sometimes a coffee on the understanding that he irons the shirts of all of the people in the office, but he hasn't done one bit of ironing yet, which is a bit disappointing. Hi, Becky. All right.
Hello.
Today, we find out if Becky has done her homework and recorded a pop song using only her phone. That was her homework last night. Chris, my friend Chris here, annoys my flatmate. That's just after 4:30. That's always fun annoying him. Disassociation game, the word disassociation game, which was fun when we played it last week. That's back at 5:30 for you to play along with. And after 6, it's taken the nation by storm. It's part 5 of the world's greatest hip hopera. R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet gets even more wrong after 6 o'clock tonight.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Afternoon, Becky's here, hello.
Or am I?
What?
Well, no, I just thought I'd... Every, like, you've taken to do this new catchphrase thing of, like, Becky's here, hello, and I say, hello. And you go, my friend Chris is here, and he says, hello, hello. So I thought if you did it today and went, Becky's here, hello, I'd go, or am I, to really freak you out, and it has, because now you're looking really confused.
Yeah, you're just supposed to go hello.
But I got bored
of
that.
God, this is long-winded.
Chris is here.
Hello.
Thank you very much. That's what I wanted.
I was trying to do a different one.
So, yesterday...
That
I was
failed.
Yesterday I was telling you about my new band... me and my flatmate were a bit bored over the weekend, so we formed a duo, like a synth duo, just me and my flatmate, and we made a song using some apps on my phone. So I got some drums, got some keyboards, some trombones, and we came up with this. Now, if you didn't hear this yesterday, this is just made on our phones, okay? This is no recording studio involved, no professional studio equipment.
In the morning, like my mother says, when you're gonna live your life right.
Picture the scene, it's just me and my flatmate sat there in our dressing gowns on the sofa making music.
I've sat on that sofa.
Yeah, same. Got a lot of time on your hands, haven't you, Mills?
Holiday showdown had finished. I was bored, there's nothing on TV.
The phone rings. In the middle of the night, my father yells, what you gonna do with your life? Oh, daddy dear, you know you're still number one. But girls, they wanna have fun.
Why'd you choose to do this song out of interest?
So that's what I wanted to know yesterday. There was no answer. Or have you thought of one now?
No, I just like that song.
I still think it's a bit too Trumpy.
So, I gave Becky some homework last night.
Yes, and OMG to the people on Twitter who were like, have you done your homework yet? Have you done your homework?
Just checking up on you, were they?
Are you doing your song? And after I watched Horizon and then Gary Tank Commander, about 11 o'clock, I was like, oh God, I've got to do this song.
That so, late?
Yeah, because I was trying to put it off and put it off, and I thought, well, this isn't the sort of thing where I can turn up and go, no, I forgot,
yeah, you can't
the
do
dog
it on,
ate it.
You can't do it on the train in, can you?
No.
It's not that kind of homework.
No.
People would have moved away quickly, I think.
So what have you got for me?
I'm quite proud of it. I've done. I said I was going to do Justin Bieber, and I have. I've done Baby. You
and
ready?
This is just on your phone.
Yeah. Well, on the one that doesn't speak's phone. I'd borrow it.
Okay.
Wait.
No, you love me. I know you care. Just shout whenever. And I'll be there. You want my love. You want my heart. And we will never, ever, ever be apart. Are we an item? Girl, quit playing. We're just friends. What are you saying? Say there's another. Look right in my eyes. My first step break my heart for the first time. And I was like, baby.
Oh, Ludacris doesn't come in?
No.
I thought that'd be your boyfriend.
No, he said he didn't want any involvement whatsoever and went to bed. So
when I was 13, I had my first love. I would love to hear him do that.
He was too tired. But it's hard to do it on your own. At least you had your flatmate with you. But I don't think it's bad.
No,
you could be convinced that that was from Abbey Road.
I am very impressed.
I thought it was all right, yeah.
Yeah.
It was better than yours, yeah?
Better than Bieber.
Is it better than mine? I think it might be.
Yes.
Yeah. Well done. I still haven't got a name for my band. That's my issue at the moment. And loads of people were putting them on our Facebook yesterday, putting them on my Twitter, texting them in. But it's hard to find a band name.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think I've found a good way of doing it, though. Basically, what you do is you go onto Wikipedia, and then on the left, you can click on random article, and it just comes up with like a really random topic, and then it'll give you... That could be the name of your band, right?
Right, so you just choose one.
Yeah, so just pick it at random. Like, I've got it here.
Okay.
Click random article. Your band name is... How do you pronounce that?
It's spelled K-R-W-E-T-A-T-N-T.
No, next one.
Croatant?
I can't have something that no one can pronounce.
It's an Arabic language.
Next one?
Yeah.
Oh, Bulky Roll.
That's a good name.
Bulky Roll, yes.
It's a regional variety of sandwich roll. It's good. Bulky Roll.
Next.
Roll's normally quite crispy.
Oh, powerful.
World Power.
World Power.
That's quite a good name.
That's probably already been taken by a German band, though.
World Power. Yes.
Oh, it is. World Power is the debut album of German Eurodance.
Yes, I knew it would be something
How
from,
did you
like,
notice?
Because it's one of those things where you think, that's a brilliant name, but then, like, 20 years later, someone from Europe sues you because they've been making music under the same name.
Well, our name is World Power. We've had it for 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, oh, rubbish.
Oh, I thought I was being original.
Yeah.
Good knowledge.
Okay, next.
Next one.
Colgate, West Sussex. That might cause issues, toothpaste issues.
Yeah.
Can we do one more?
Okay.
This is like being on chat roulette, but with random articles.
Vehicle registration plates of Uruguay.
That's good.
I'm not being funny, but that does sound like something that Zane might play.
No, Hugh Stevens.
Yeah.
And tonight coming up, we've got a session from vehicle, what is it?
Vehicle registration plates of Uruguay.
Tonight coming up, we've got a session from vehicle registration plates of Uruguay. Doesn't sound like the kind of band that would do Girls Just Want to Have Fun, though.
No.
And don't you need to run it past your flatmate first? He might not be so keen on the idea.
He won't mind.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lots of people are now looking up names for their bands, even if they're not in one, on Wikipedia. It's just something to do at work, isn't it, in the last kind of hour or so. So what you do if you want your band name is just go to Wikipedia and then just click random article on the left and call your band whatever it comes up with. So if we just click on it now, Becky, your band will be called?
Golden Griffins Men's Basketball.
See, that's brilliant.
Or I could have Hot Wash. I think Hot Wash
Hot Wash
be...
is also good. Yeah, just go to Wikipedia, put random article on, click on it. That's your band name. Simples.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Lou in Doncaster, her band name is Operation Galaxia. That's a good one. My band would be called Rib Fracture, according to Wikipedia. That's from Dave and Cheshire. Tulip, are you there?
Yeah. What's mine?
Thinking of forming a band?
I will now, if I get a cool name.
All you do, go on Wikipedia, put random article on, click on it, and then call your band, whatever it comes up with. What is it there? What's Tulip's band name?
Quantum Fluid.
Oh, that's brilliant.
See, that's a good name. Or you could have... Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Tulip Mazumdar and Quantum Fluid!
Yeah. What's that?
That's your band.
Oh. Can't it be cooler with some guitar music?
Can't get cooler than jazz.
The audience love it. They sound like the audience in the lottery.
On the lottery, similar.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Lots of people are finding out what their band name is. This is a good thing to do. Like, you might not even be in a band, but you can find out what your band name would be if you ever chose to form one, just by going on Wikipedia, click on random article on the left-hand side, and then whatever it comes up with, that's your band name. Sam Firth has been on my Twitter. Nuclear Data. That's his band name. That's a good one. Catcher. Her band name is Pigeon Keeping. That actually could be a kind of geek chic indie pop band, though. And now I'm ready one. The new one by Pigeon Keeping. The spring loaded indicators. That's a good one. Billy and Sterling. The circus peanuts from Adrian. It's fine. Peanuts. Yeah. So we've been doing this occasional thing that we like to do every now and again with my mate Chris. Hello.
Hello.
Called annoying my flatmate, or now my bandmate, as we can call him, because he's in my band. So far, a duo. My new band is called Vehicle Registration Plates of Uruguay. That's what came up on Wikipedia on the random bit. Thing is about my flatmate, bandmate, once you start annoying him, he does lose it quite quickly, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's something we've definitely noticed, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, you called him, didn't you?
Yeah.
And what were you doing?
I just thought I'd wind him up. So you changed my voice so he didn't recognise it, and then we just rang him and wound him up.
Okay, and what did you want to achieve from this? You wanted to be in the band?
Yeah, ideally, yeah. I wanted him to sign me up.
Okay. So your chance to win some Scott Mills points here. Guess how many times Chris can call my flatmate, bandmate, before he refuses to answer the phone anymore. Have a guess. You can have 10 Scott Mills points if you guess how many times he answers the phone. Here's call number one.
Hello, Fraser speaking.
Hello, I hope you can help me.
Hello, who's this?
My name's Malcolm, Malcolm Butter.
Right.
I've been trying to get hold of Scott Mills. I've emailed him about 42 times and he hasn't replied. Are you his flatmate?
So it's in really good time. I'm just in the middle of something, so I don't really know you. So I've got to go. Okay, thank you, bye.
No, wait. Are you his flatmate? Call him back.
Call him back.
I sound ridiculous.
You sound like, yeah.
Okay, that's call number one. Let's try him again.
Hello, who are you speaking?
Flatmate.
Sorry,
I want to be in your band.
I really don't have got time for this.
No, wait.
I don't know who you are. I've got to go. Okay, thank you,
no,
bye.
Wait. Flatmate. Listen.
He's being very harsh today. He's just hanging up straight away.
But what I love is that he's hanging up really quickly, but with such politeness. I'm very sorry. I don't know who you are, and I've got to go, and I can't be talking to you now, and I'm incredibly sorry to have put you out. Thank you very much.
Always,
bye.
I give it to him. He's always been very polite. He has. Call three.
Hello?
I'm an adult baby!
Go on.
Right.
You've got a few minutes. What do you want?
I want to join your band. Listen up. I want to join your band. I'm quite experienced. I've been in quite a few bands. You may have heard of me. I was in the Foo Fighters for a while.
What's your name?
My name's Malcolm.
Malcolm from the Foo Fighters.
My name's Malcolm Butter.
Malcolm Butter.
Listen, you might have heard of me. I was in the original lineup of Bewitched.
And the Foo Fighters.
Yes, and the Foo Fighters. But I fell out with Kiwi. So they chucked me.
Bewitched chucked out a member of the Foo Fighters from their band.
Tragic, innit?
Doesn't sound too real.
Listen,
I've googled Malcolm Butters.
What?
I've googled Malcolm Butters. There's a man in a suit and there's some pictures of some fruit.
I'm an adult baby! You will listen!
An adult baby?
Listen, I want to join your band. I've got a phone and a dressing gown and I've got some ideas for band names.
Look, I really haven't got time for this.
No, come on.
Alright.
Don't go.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Don't go! I'm an adult baby!
Right.
I think you have to explain this, right?
Why did you suddenly feel the urge to shout, I'm an adult baby?
Because you told me to get his attention, because he kept hanging up.
Was that the first thing that came into your head?
Yes.
Why?
It worked.
I know, but why? I'm intrigued in the psychology behind this.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, I don't know. But there we are. That's interesting insight there into how your mind works. Good. Here's call four.
Yeah?
I've got some band names. Listen up. Mammary gland.
Look, sorry, I really have to go. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Hold on.
Ooh. Call five, then.
Hello?
Jeffrey Archer.
Jeffrey Archer, and that was the last we heard of him. He didn't answer after that. So, five times. If you said five times that he would answer the phone before not answering anymore, then give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. I'm an adult baby. Radio 1 Podcast.
podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, R. Kelly update. Obviously, a lot of people will know the score, but if you haven't heard what's been going on this show every night after six, we've been going through a hip opera, which was written by R. Kelly about, 6 years ago. But Becky had never heard this before, and a lot of you never, ever been aware of this until now. Now, this isn't a joke. This is for real. And a few people are saying, well, play Weird Al's version, because that's really funny. Yeah, it is funny, but that's because it's supposed to be funny. The great thing about R. Kelly's is it's serious. It's drama. This is not a joke. This is for real. He actually made this hip opera in all seriousness. Bless him. Now, if you haven't heard any of the first four episodes, let's just go through them really quickly for you.
7 o'clock in the morning, and bed it don't belong to me. Said I got a wife at home. She said her husband was coming up the stairs. Quick, put me in the closet. Now he's at the closet. Now he's open in the closet.
We just sped it up a bit because loads of people know it by now. So, R's had it off with a girl who's not his wife. Her husband finds out, comes around, and R is hiding in the wardrobe.
He says, did she tell you that I was a pastor? He looks at me and says, well, since we're all coming out the closet.
Somebody says, sweetheart, I'm downstairs. I'm like, who is this mystery lady? He opens the door. I can't believe it's a man.
So her husband's a vicar. He's also having an affair with a fella.
My name is Chuck, and I've been knowing Rufus about a year. Rufus said, Chuck, please. And then she screams, Rufus, you. Then he says, Kathy. I said, I thought your name was Mary.
Call up my home, and a man picks up the phone.
Right, so then everyone's name gets found out. It gets a bit confusing. Now, R. Kelly, he calls his house, and a man picks up the phone. Is his wife also having it off with someone else?
Now I'm dashing home, doing 85. Damn, here comes a policeman. He flicks his cigarette and then gives me the ticket. I pull up in the driveway. I'm like, woman, I called this house and a man picked up my phone. She says, come down, did you forget my brother Tron came home? Oh, apologize one more time and start getting it on. And then I said, maybe we must slow down before I bust a vessel in my brain. And I said, I caught a cramp. I said, my leg is about to crack. Then I flip back the cover. Oh my God, a rubber.
So, he rushes home after being stopped by the police. Doing 85, naughty R. And then she's like, well, no, it's not a man I've been having it off with. It's my brother. Do you forgot? My brother Twan was staying. And he's like, oh, yeah, sorry. Then they start getting a bit steamy and kissing a bit. And then R pulls back the covers and discovers a rubber because she's been doing some artwork.
Although we weren't sure if it was a robber.
It could be a robber.
We've got to wait until after six.
He may have been burgled. So... That is.
If I was going to hide in the closet, the robber is perfectly acceptable to hide under the duvet. I think that's quite a good plan.
Yeah. That's where we're at so far. I just wanted to give you a little update. I wanted to make it a bit quicker for you. This is why
we
sped it up.
Do you know what? I think that worked.
I think so.
Podcast.
Becky's here.
That's what she said.
What?
And.
Okay, hiya.
Thank you. Chris, my mate, is here. Still not got a job. Hello.
Hello.
I forgot my ironing.
I know.
I put it out in a bag by the door as well.
He hasn't ironed one shirt yet.
Ever.
Shall we play a game? Shall we do word disassociation again?
Yeah.
That was good last week.
Good game.
And I did Becky love it.
Was good at it.
It's
like
won.
A Sunday afternoon and you went, shall we play a game? Yeah, let's play.
Let's play a game.
What have we got?
Oh, we've got word disassociation again.
No, it's a good one.
So this is how it works. We each take it in turns to say a word, but your word isn't allowed to have any connection to the last one in any way.
And I'm the reigning champion.
Yeah, you did win. Yeah. So if you think someone else's word is somehow connected to the last word, you just buzz in and explain why. Now, the judge is the one that doesn't speak. He's wearing a green judge-like jumper today.
Very fashionable green.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Bang on trend.
Yeah.
And... the person who said the word gets a penalty point if the judge thinks you're right. That's him. When you get three penalty points, you are out of the game. And the winner is the last one standing. Clear, Chris?
Yeah.
Got that, Becky?
That's what she said.
You don't sound clear, Chris.
No, I just wanted to quickly mention that last time we played this, I thought the judging was a bit iffy.
Why?
Because, like, some of the links that Becky was coming up with were just ridiculous.
Wow.
So just something to be aware of.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's go into it. I will start with the word Brussels sprout.
Oh God, we're on.
Relativity.
Shirt.
Wall.
E-democracy.
Hat.
Are you looking stuff up on the internet?
Right,
turn that computer off. Turn that off.
This has got to be a new rule. She's reading off words.
Right, take
I'm
that
on
off.
This random article generator from.
Take that off.
Get it off.
Why?
Let's start again.
How did you know I was cheating?
Because it was a ridiculous word.
They were good ones. Others should be more subtle next time.
Cardboard.
Green sticker.
Alarm.
Spade.
Coffee.
Hair.
Light.
No! Spot.
Jumpers.
CD.
Oh, there's got to be a time limit, surely.
Hello. Bin bag.
Oh, God, I nearly said a rude word. Headphones.
Keyboard.
Well, hang on, Buzz. You use headphones, like, when I play the keyboard, used to, you listen through headphones, right?
That's ridiculous.
That's allowed?
You're wearing headphones at the moment and you're sat in front of the keyboard, so yes, I agree with him. Well, two against one,
Buzz,
that's not...
Yeah, one penalty point.
Are you kidding? I like the way Chris is so adamant. He was cheated last time. He's now doing his own rival scoreboard.
Right, okay.
I just want to win.
I think that was unfair, but all right, Becky, you start, go.
Dictionary.
Bin.
Man bag.
Man bag, bin bag, bag is the connecting word.
One that doesn't speak, it's over to you. Two what? Types of bag, a bin bag and a man bag.
Yeah!
Oh, for heaven's woo! Sake.
Does that mean you're out now?
No,
no, I've got one more
points.
Chance. I don't feel this is fair on me today.
Come on, just try harder.
Okay, you start, go.
Flaps.
Polystyrene.
Wet wipes.
Cheese.
Cocktail.
No, because you can have...
A cheese cocktail, don't
cheese
be ridiculous.
Cocktail.
No, you can't.
You can, it's one of those...
cocktail sticks,
yeah,
can we
you
say?
Can have,
Buzz.
Like, when you put the little umbrella in, sometimes it's got a hunk of cheese and pineapple on it.
You're out already, man.
Bye.
Well, because you sometimes put cheese on a cocktail stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I think so.
Okay, well, it's over to you then. I'm obviously rubbish.
Ooh, are you in a little mood?
Yes, I am. It makes
it
worse when you do that. It makes it a lot worse when you go, ooh.
Moody.
It's me and you again, Becky.
Okay, Becky, go.
Remote control.
Hairy.
Ring.
Buzz. Can I still buzz? No, you can't have hairy ring.
Why?
No. Because sometimes, like on my hand, if you've got
how
a hair,
are you justify this, Mills.
If you've got a slightly hairy finger, you can see that the hair will start to creep over on the ring. You see, like that. So I'm afraid that those two are connected for people like me. So that can I not have that?
You're not allowing hairy ring.
Why are you being so down on me today? Look, there's hair. There's
at least my cheese and pineapple, like cheese cocktail sticks, was actually something.
There's hair and there's my ring. Yeah?
I've got to agree with Scott. No.
Right, OK, one that doesn't speak, his decision is final. Go again.
Go on, then. Who?
Orphan.
Turnip.
Railway station.
People.
There are people at railway stations.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, I've run out of words. I really have.
That's ridiculous.
Can you turn your computer screen off, please?
I have.
You haven't? You've turned
it on. I have.
It's
just my joints clicking.
Is that what the clicking noise
is?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to get me some glucosamine.
Right, go.
Politics.
She's got a computer screen on.
Get it off. Turn it off.
You're so moody.
Turn it off.
Can she lose a point for that and we do sudden death?
Nice idea, yeah.
Wicked.
I like it. You just suggest that to the judge and he goes, yeah, all right, then.
It's my only chance.
Okay, sudden death and...
I'll start, yeah?
Go.
Scott.
Come on.
Thin.
So...
I like the way no one challenged that wasn't connected.
They're definitely not connected. Go on. Quick.
See, I could win this by buzzing in.
No, it's not. There's no contest. Carry on.
Okay, moose.
Necker Island.
Handle.
Toilet.
toilet handle.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant.
Bye-bye, Becky.
Oh, no! Oh, no, I was doing so well.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, this was made as a serious thing. It's not a joke, and it is for real, by R. Kelly. 22 parts of it, and it was about 6 years ago. But we're bringing it to a whole new audience because loads of people, so many of you, have never heard of this. Becky, you didn't know anything about this until last week, did you?
Nope.
We played part one, which is the only bit I've actually heard, and I didn't realise there's so many, but there really are. So, just to briefly recap, R. Kelly's having it off with a woman who's not his wife. R. thought his lover was called Mary. Turns out she's called Kathy. He finds this out when her husband, Rufus, finds R. Kelly hiding in the wardrobe in Rufus and Kathy's bedroom. Now, Rufus is annoyed to find his wife, Kathy, is having it off with R. Kelly, so tells them, I'm having an affair too, with a man called Chuck. Now, R. Kelly's had enough of the drama and decides to leave at this point, so he calls up his house, but his wife doesn't answer the phone. Instead, it's a man. So R. Kelly rushes back so fast that he gets a speeding ticket from a policeman. A policeman who is smoking a cigarette. When he gets home, R. Kelly is more than ready to confront his wife. She tells him, no, it was my brother, Twan. Remember, he's staying at the house at the moment. R. Kelly's like, oh yeah. Anyway, thinking everything is cool, R. and his wife do a lot of heavy kissing. So much so that R. Kelly ends up with cramp. When the kissing is finished, R. Kelly pulls back the covers on the bed to find a rubber. Could be a robber. We don't know.
This is the big reveal.
Yeah, so here we go. Part five. Drum roll, please.
And now I'm like, well, what is this?
That's a good question. What is this?
Now it's obvious somebody has been all up in my home, in my bed, and plus I smell cigarettes.
That's rude, isn't it? Not only do you have it away with his wife, but you smoke in the bedroom. That is horrible.
OMG, is it the policeman?
That's
he had a cigarette.
Rude. He did
that
have
was
a cigarette.
A clue.
I know. Smoking in the room, though.
That's
I mean,
rude.
It's one thing, you know, doing that with his
the
wife.
Art.
Yeah, but just smoking. And also, it's not great for keeping it on the down low, is it, as we say in the hip-hop community?
What?
Well, if you're going to have it off with her, don't smoke in the room, because
no.
You'll be able to smell it.
Now I'm sniffing and looking around, suspicious like someone's here.
Right, now R. Kelly's going to try and find this chain-smoking philanderer.
I imagine him to be like a dog at an airport.
Do you think he's hiding in the wardrobe? I really hope so.
Ah!
Said, is he still here? She shook her head and said, no. I'm checking behind every door. She cried out, he left right after you called.
You idiot, just look in the wardrobe, R. You've just hidden in one.
Yeah.
Like...
Quick, look in the closet.
Look in the closet. Because you're guilty of this. That's the first place I would look.
It's because
if I'd just hidden in the closet myself, I'd be like, oh, I would look in the wardrobe.
It's because he hasn't thought yet, isn't it? Because normally he does think. Quick, put me in the closet.
Yeah.
This time he didn't think, he just went straight to looking behind the doors.
I said, what was you thinking? You thought that I wouldn't find this out. And then I said, you must be crazy to have somebody off up in my house.
Nice edit there. And here comes the high bit.
She hopped up and said, that's enough. She said, I can't take no more. And then she said, you've made your point, but now it's time to even the score.
Oh, God, now everyone's having it off with someone else.
Do you know, I think he has got some audacity to go round there after he spent the night away and he's had all that hoo-ha with the vicar and the cupboard
and the
other bits.
Lover.
And then the policeman on the way there, and then he goes back and pashes her and then has a go at her for having somebody else round.
But she says even the score, so she must know about what R has done. She must know.
She said, I know all about last night and where you went when you left the club.
She does know.
They were out together.
She knows.
Said, that's right, I was there with this guy in the back of the club.
Oh, so she was in the same club.
Oh.
So she saw it. She knows everything.
I said, I thought you was with your girls. She said, I thought you was with your guys. She said, you was at that house. And don't you even try to act surprised.
Oh, you see, when you try and keep things on the down low, as we say in the hip-hop community, girls always find out.
Mm.
Don't they? They always find out.
Don't lie to your shorty about your side piece,
otherwise
it's all going to go off.
I say bass, she say shut up.
Don't you say a word. It ain't nothing you can say that I ain't already heard.
Oh, she's annoyed now.
She wasn't annoyed 5 minutes ago, was she?
She's annoyed now.
Then I said, woman, don't you try to turn it all around. Cause the fact still remains that someone else was in my house.
But it's difficult to know whose side you're on in this because they're all as bad as each other.
Don't you if you're having an argument with your girlfriend, don't start the conversation with woman, because that always makes it worse.
Listen, woman.
No, it's like, woman, what have you been... that's going to get it off on the wrong foot.
But he's R. Kelly.
Right, I don't care if I ever met him and he called me woman.
Also, she did let him smoke in there, whoever he is, in the house.
So we know he's a smoker.
I think I'm on R. Kelly's side because that's disgusting.
And she said, you're right about that. Something did go down. But I don't have to turn it around, cause what goes around comes back around.
Right, I'm bored now, she's talking in riddles and cliches. Yeah. And move on.
She said, wait, first just let me explain. I said, no need to, just give me his name.
Yeah, he wants to know who it is that she's been boffing.
And then she says, I say, what? She says, please sit down in the chair, and I say, no, I'm standing up.
Oh no, this is going to get complicated. If anyone ever says, right, you better sit down, it's normally quite long, isn't it? Right, you better sit down for this. Mm. No, I'm standing up. I would sit down if I was you are, and I'd have a cup of tea as well, maybe with some sugar in.
Yeah, that always helps a shot.
Just a little tip.
She says, okay, wipes her nose and then asks me about a girl named Tina. I thought to myself, said it sounds familiar, then said I probably know her if I've seen her.
What's going on now?
Of course he does. He's been with Sonia, Sunita,
What's
all of them.
Tina got to do with it? Who's what?
Then I said, anyway, girl, what the hell has that got to do with this man?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
It's probably his wife.
She said, he know my girl Roxanne. I said, who the hell is Roxanne?
Yeah, who the hell is Roxanne? And who's Tina?
I think Roxanne and Tina might be twins.
Did she say Roxanne's a friend of mine? Who know this guy named Chuck? Chuck's cool with this guy named Rufus. And I'm sitting there like, what?
What the heck?
Chuck and Rufus, the same Chuck and Rufus that I met earlier in the wardrobe.
Yeah, the gay vicar and his lover. Right, this is confusing. So, Chuck and Rufus have got something to do with this.
It might not be the same Chuck and Rufus.
Let's not
jump to conclusions, though. It might not be the same ones.
Okay, so what's going to happen now?
Then she says, Rufus, wife Kathy, we both went to high school. She introduced me to the policeman that stopped you.
It's the policeman!
See, the clues are there. If you look closely, the clues are there. That's why the policeman was smoking a cigarette at the time. We thought it was so weird. We should have remembered. And then we'd have...
Oh my God. Wow, it's the policeman.
And did the policeman stop R in order for this other guy to...
Yes.
Oh.
What have Chuck and Rufus got to do with it?
They introduced... Well, it's... Rufus is married to Kathy, who introduced her to the policeman.
Oh, my God, my head's fizzing.
I might have to... Is it all right if I do my diagram overnight tonight? Because I don't think I can do it before 7.
Yeah, no, that's fine. These are exceptional circumstances. It's getting really complicated now.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.